Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen. Joining me in studio right now are three folks from Keweenaw Pride. I have Justin, Nick, and Leo. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Now you have a very big week coming up. Let's go ahead and start there. What is this?
We're doing a Pride Week on campus, and it's leading up to the 17th annual drag show. So Monday we're doing a pledge to be an ally at the Husky statue, where people can learn more about how to be a good ally to the LGBTQAI student population and also just get more information about Keweenaw Pride. Tuesday we're having a TED Talk in the Canterbury House. We're going to watch a TED Talk about queer issues and then have a short discussion afterwards. Wednesday evening we are watching Paris is Burning in Fisher 132 at 7 p.m. and it's a movie about drag culture. Thursday is a scavenger hunt to find selfies of the different drag queens and our first ever drag king. And the first five people to find the selfies and send a selfie with the selfies to Keweenaw Pride gets free tickets to the drag show. Friday, we are handing out cupcakes donated by Joey Black, the host of the drag show. Gourmet cupcakes all the way from Marquette. And you can learn more about lesser-known LGBT identities. And then Saturday, we have the drag show, the 17th annual drag show. That is in the Rosé at
8 p.m.
In the Rosé at 8 p.m. And you can buy tickets through the Rosé. And then on Sunday the morning, on the 16th, we have brunch with the queens, so you can get to meet the queens and get to know a little bit about them outside of the show.
Now, people that are regular listeners to the show, they know that especially during this month, we've talked to political candidates pretty much every segment, and it's going to continue through the election. So they're tuning in today, and we're talking about a number of things that may be unfamiliar to them. And so let's start with Keweenaw Pride. What is Keweenaw Pride's purpose as an organization?
Keweenaw Pride's main goal is to create a safe space for all LGBTQIA members of not only Michigan Tech, but the surrounding communities such as Finlandia. We also have some area high schoolers that come in. So it's basically just to create a safe space on campus. We also like to put on events that help educate the community, such as the Pride Cupcakes. So we're making something fun to teach people about something they're not going to know so much about.
Well, I think that's something important that you mentioned there about Keweenaw Pride is that even though it's based on the campus of Michigan Tech, it's open to the whole community.
Correct. We also have some older community members that didn't even attend Michigan Tech, but they're still members of the community nonetheless, so they show up to show their support and just be a part of our group.
Are you very well organized with like meetings and things and offices, or is it kind of like an open group type atmosphere?
Well, we have meetings at 8 p.m. in basement of the MUB, B001. That's every week. We also don't really have an official office, but our main kind of location of origin is the CDI. Okay.
So the Center for Diversity and Inclusion, having gotten to know the folks over there pretty well over the last couple of years, I really, you know, sometimes I've even just stopped in just because they're great people over there. Oh, yeah. And the coffee's right, good price for the coffee, and the company's free too. So that is also, you know, we'd like people to know that that's a great place to stop and get resources for many, many different issues that, you know, that you're looking for help with. And the people there are always willing to talk. It's very friendly.
Yeah, CDI, not only is Keweenaw Pride a part of CDI, but there are a lot of other groups a part of CDI, such as SHIP, NISBE, and all the other student orgs, but there's also a lot of information on pretty much any diversity or any diverse culture that you can think of, whether it be queer or some sort of race or ethnicity / religion. There's pretty much information on everything at CDI, and it's a great resource to use.
Being that it's a college organization, are most of the people from out of the area that are involved, or do you see a lot of people who are actually born and bred residents of the Copper Country?
There's a couple people who are born and bred residents of the Copper Country, myself included. And the president of the organization actually is also from Calumet, is where we're from. We were actually friends in high school. And so we came to Tech and joined the same organization, Kiona Pride. And so there are a lot of out of towners, but that just adds a cool group dynamic to it because they have information about the community that we don't, coming from a small town.
From talking with other people that have come from out of the area and are now, you know, living here or going to school here, and they're coming to Keweenaw Pride events, what do you gauge is the, you know, the tolerance level of our area? I mean, we're very secluded. We're a small town. A lot of people have small town fears. But I was always kind of wondering how other people, when they come in, how they view us.
I would say that Hohen Hancock area is pretty okay generally. It's 50-50 sometimes, but some of the even smaller areas going up north, they're not very inclusive, or they just don't know a lot about it, especially with the religious culture up here. A lot of it is just people, how to say this, they don't believe in it because of their religion, and there's a lot of religious culture up here, I guess is what I should say.
Yeah. And from their standpoint, you know, I can understand that it's not part of their world. And so, yeah, they would have a different view on it. Now, Leo and Justin, you both used the word queer a couple of different times in your talking. Now, I just have to bring that up from, it seemed like when I was growing up, that word got a very bad connotation. But now, is it coming around as something that is being more used and more accepted as far, you know, as to promote different things?
Yeah, it's definitely being reclaimed, especially by younger people in the LGBTQIA community. We're kind of just taking it back because it was used as a way to bully and really make people feel unsafe. And so it's just kind of saying, well, we're in a different age, you know, it's 2016, and this is the word that we would like to use, and it's a lot easier than saying LGBTQAI+ every single time that you want to talk about your own community.
Interesting. Talking about Pride Week, this has been going on for some time that Michigan Tech's been hosting this, correct?
Right.
Okay. The different events, do they change from year to year, or is it pretty much the same schedule?
It definitely changes a lot year to year. We try to have a healthy mix of education and outreach to campus and the community. We try to have a couple events that are more geared towards Keweenaw Pride members. And the one thing that has been the same every year has been the drag show.
Now, you were telling me something interesting about the drag show before we started, that it is now the longest running drag show. In what scope again?
At a university campus in the country.
In the country.
So before us, Northern Michigan University had that title, but they are not having a drag show this year, so we are now the only professional drag show in the Upper Peninsula, and we are the longest running professional drag show on a collegiate campus.
Okay. So what happens at a drag show?
A lot of fun. So basically what it is people dress up in a kind of an alternate persona, usually not the gender that they identify with. So what most people see is men dressing up in very hyper feminine clothes, dresses, huge wigs, pounds of makeup, and then they go up on stage and dance and lip sync to popular songs by female artists, and then so that would be a drag queen, and then drag kings are the opposite. It's someone who identifies as female but dresses up in masculine clothes and goes up and dances and sings to a song by a male artist.
Are the performers local?
Some are. We have, I believe, three of the drag queens and king. We have, for the first time ever, a drag king this year. So three of them are from Marquette, and then the rest of them are from Milwaukee and Madison, I believe.
I have actually seen a drag show down in Detroit, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
just to see almost it's like absurdity brought to a new level. I mean, in a fun way of, you know, you're talking about extravagance, you're talking about over the top, and just having a, you know, just people just enjoying them and having a good time. And there were a lot of people from all walks of life that were there. It was a place that served a little bit of food and some drinks, and people relaxing and enjoying the show and enjoying the performers. It there was no stigma with it. It was just a good time to go and have.
Yeah, it definitely, drag shows have been for a very, very long time a place where people can just express themselves and feel free, especially the performers. They're up on stage, but also the people who attend the shows can learn a little bit about themselves and about others. And I've heard from a lot of, especially first year students who attend the drag show, and a lot of local people who attend, they find that they don't feel uncomfortable, and a lot of the queer people who do come to the show, they don't feel like they have to hide. A lot of people show up in drag themselves, even if they're not performing, or they just get dressed up and have a good time.
You know, they're remaking Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Yes.
So you're excited?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, I saw that. I'm a huge fan of the original one. And, right. And I'm an old guy, so the original is always better, no matter what. And I thought, this, why are they doing that? I don't know, you know. If we're going to talk about drag, I think about the most iconic drag film that there ever was made. So it just popped in my head when we were talking. The Pride Week events, I want to say it was about a year ago at this time, where I started to consciously want to educate myself on things I wasn't, you know, I didn't know much about. And the gay and lesbian transgender community was one of those things. And, you know, we did our show last around the holidays of last year, and I learned a lot from that show. I'm wondering if the different Keweenaw Pride Week events that you have is a good place for people that have those, you know, just simply want to know. It's not that, you know, they're not questioning anything about their own identity or sexual preference, but they would like to know more about things they don't know, find ways to become more tolerable, become more understanding. Can general public come to these events and just open themselves up a little bit?
Yeah, definitely. All we ask is that you're open to new ideas and that you don't create a hostile environment in any way. But definitely on Monday, with the Pledging to Be an Ally, we're going to have resources on how you can help the community locally and on campus. And if you have any family members that you want to help out, then that would be a good place to go to. And then on Friday, with the cupcakes that we're handing out information on lesser known identities, so genderqueer, agender, asexual, things that don't really get the spotlight in the media but are definitely very real, and we have a lot of people who identify with those identities in Keweenaw Pride, and they don't really get the attention that they always need.
My daughter goes to one of the high schools in the area, and I met a lot of her friends. I see people that she hangs out with, and I know that her school has, I don't know the name of it, but it's some sort of open acceptance group where, you know, anybody can come and talk about issues. Mm-hmm. Nick, since you actually went to school here in this area, again, for me, sort of gauging on what opportunities are there and how things are moving along as far as becoming more open in the school setting for students to express themselves.
At Calumet High School, that's where I went. There wasn't actually any groups like that I could draw on, but I was able to draw on a couple friends that I had, and I never really felt uncomfortable being who I was. But I'm also a very strong person in who I am, so I get it from my dad. But yeah, in high school, there wasn't really any groups like that, so I'm really happy to hear that where your daughter is going to school, there are resources now for high schoolers, because I think it's really important. For kids at a young age, when they're more susceptible for mental illnesses and stuff like that, to have the resources that they need.
Well, then how does it feel to be a trendsetter, since you would have been one of the previous graduates of the high school? Then, you know, things have come along.
I don't really think about it that much. I just like to be myself, and if that helps somebody in the long run, that's great.
Now, Justin had said that there are sometimes high school students that come to Keweenaw Pride and, you know, just for a place to come fit in and relax.
Yeah, we have, I don't believe we have as many this year, but we had a few definitely active members last year that were coming from the high school in the area.
Mm. When talking amongst yourselves, I'm just as the Pride members and also maybe those that come and join from high school, are there certain things that you'd like to see change, the things that you'd like to see move forward? There's been a great strides over the last few years, certainly in the community, but you know, there's still work to be done.
In our setting or in a high school setting? Or just in general community?
In the general community.
I believe Michigan Tech as a whole is moving forward pretty well. There's still a lot of work to be done. But I feel like definitely since this, I found that this area is actually a lot more accepting than I would have expected. I come from a pretty liberal, very open town down south. Lower Michigan. So coming up here, I wasn't exactly sure what to expect since this is a rather secluded area. But I would like to see more support for the high school students because they're more susceptible to mental illness, as Nick had said. I don't like the fact that they cut back on the counseling sessions either, though, on campus. I feel like that was somewhat of a poor choice. You're not as allowed as many visits as you were before. And that's free counseling sessions. I know a lot of students that need counseling and counseling services, but they can't necessarily afford it. So I'm not a fan of that portion. But overall, with the progression of gender-neutral bathrooms also on campus, I feel like we're doing a pretty good job with what we have. Hmm.
Now, what about social events? Of course, Pride Week is great because you have a lot of different things, different activities that you can get involved in, especially if you're members of the community. There's not a whole lot here. I mean, we still live where we live. It's a small community-minded place, though, you know, a lot of very open-minded people. There's just not a lot of people here. There are no gay bars. And I don't think in the whole upper peninsula is what I've heard. I don't know if that's true because I don't go, so I don't know. But I don't think there's anything here.
There's definitely not like a gay bar in the Keweenaw.
Besides the gay bar.
I'll say there's the gay bar, but it's not actually a gay bar.
But yeah, there's really just, there's the CDI on campus, the Center for Diversity and Inclusion, and there's Keweenaw Pride. And that's really kind of it. And that's why we try to make it. Oh, right. There is PFLAG.
What is PFLAG?
PFLAG is it's a national organization. It's parents and friends of lesbians and gays. And there is a local chapter here. And that is actually more people your age, Rick, that show.
They're like 80?
that show up to that. It's not really a younger crowd. Which shows that, you know, they've been meeting for, I think, at least 20 years, in the area. So it's not necessarily for the actual gay and lesbian people in the Copper Country, but it's for their support systems and their friends and their family.
All right. Hence the name parents. Right. Okay. All right. Well, I mean, Michigan Tech students are usually pretty good at entrepreneuring things, and, you know, maybe there's a market there for, you know, a social venue, per se. But, you know, down the road, perhaps.
Yeah.
As you look at it, you're like, yeah, that would never happen.
Well, I'm just thinking, you know, the club is only open like 3 nights a week, so I don't know if Houghton could have another venue like that.
Pride Week events, if people want to learn more about them, and we'll cover a little bit more in detail, a couple of them here again, how do they find a schedule?
If you go to the events calendar on Michigan Tech's website, we have it's listed as one event for all of Pride Week, but it has descriptions and location information for every single event within that event.
Okay. How are things on campus right now?
Well, we have had a small issue. The Canterbury House has been a great support for all students, but especially for LGBTQ students at Michigan Tech for a long time, even before the Center for Diversity existed on campus. And they have, as far as I know, always had a gay pride flag hanging outside of the house. And during orientation week, three people in hoodies with the hoods up went and ripped the flag off of the side of the house, including the bracket, and it was discarded on campus, and a faculty member found it the next morning. And then the same thing happened a couple weeks ago. And I'd like to say that that's the first time anything like this has happened on campus, but it's not. There's been a lot of smaller things that happen. Some people have started talking about it more because we've created a dialogue where you're able to talk about the issues that come up as a queer student at Michigan Tech. So I know a lot of my straight friends are like, oh no, I never see anything like that. I can't believe that this happened. But most of my queer friends are like, well, there's this one time, or, well, I was talking to my friends and we got some weird looks, or I was holding my girlfriend's hand and people were staring at us. And it's all these things that you don't really see unless you're in the community. So as far as I know, there haven't really been any violent attacks on campus, but there are a lot of these smaller microaggressions that happen every single day that really weigh you down.
Tech's been supportive.
Oh, definitely. There was a rehanging ceremony the first time that the flag got ripped down, and Bonnie Gorman, the Dean of Students, came to that ceremony, and multiple people from student activities and student affairs were there. There's a good crowd of students, and there were actually quite a few community members who showed up.
Good. What's TED Talk?
TED Talk?
What's TED Talk? It's one of your...
Right. So TED Talks are a national conference, I guess, that generally it's... Or originally it was people talking about medical breakthroughs, scientific breakthroughs, technology breakthroughs, really, like, what are we on the cusp of discovering? And now it's expanded to be... to include social issues, and there are actually in larger cities and on a lot of university campuses, they have TEDx talks, which aren't officially sponsored by TED. TED isn't like someone's name, as far as I know. It's just like the name of this conference.
It's an acronym.
But they, the smaller ones tend to focus on social issues or research that's being done at the university that's hosting it. And so there are quite a few on the website that... All of the talks are free on their website, just TED.com. And so there are a handful that are related to LGBTQ issues.
After Pride Week, what do you have coming up for the rest of the year? You got a lot of school left.
Business as usual.
Business as usual, okay.
We're going to have meetings still on Wednesday in the MUB basement, and probably participate in anything the school puts on. Like, we do stuff like K-Day and Spring Fling, so we'll probably still be at those. Working on electing new e-board positions, because that in the spring we'll have all a new president, vice president, treasurer, etc.
You guys have done some outreach, too, where you've spoken at events and other things where either involved with community or schools and talking, because I know that I've seen a few people from the Keweenaw Pride involved in other events that's not, you guys aren't putting them on, but you're partnering with them.
Right. Actually, PFLAG here in a couple of weeks is going to be having a panel discussion, and we have a couple of Keweenaw Pride members who will be on that panel, and it's kind of like a Q&A of how to support students and community members who are in the LGBTQAI spectrum. And then just really, a lot of us are pretty vocal about our rights and our needs. I know I was here in December with you, Rick, and then also we did a little something in the spring regarding Senator Casperson's legislature. And really, there's a lot with social media to be said. I know a lot of my friends are very vocal on social media, especially with issues relating to the upcoming election. A lot of our lives are really on the line with that election that's coming up, so a lot of people are really not holding back.
I was going to ask you about the election. I didn't want to spend the next hour talking about, you know, what would be good for the election. So I'm going to ask people to reach out to Keweenaw Pride individually if they want to discuss it. And also, when we met last time, we took a lot of time defining just terms, you know, the difference between sex and gender, sexual identity. And again, we're not going to rehash all that for this program, but when I do post this up on KeweenawReport.com, I will repost last year's interview when we sat down in December, and so that people, if they want to hear, you know, how we got to this point, they can listen to that as well. So I think it's good education. At least, as I said, I learned a lot from when we sat down and talked about it.
Yeah, I think it was a very productive conversation.
Folks, I want to thank you again for taking time out of your busy school schedules and sitting down here and talking about these. I'm happy to, you know, we can make this an annual show, and just as we lead up to Pride Week and talk about things. And if there's ever anything that comes up, feel free to contact me as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Copper Country Today, we'll be right back.